We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to speak about Gabay Tzedaka. The Ramah and Siman Reish Nun Vav Sif Aleph Paskin Zutzrichem HaGaboyim Shiyin Amonim V'Chachomim. The Ramah says that the people who are appointed to be Gaboyim have to be trustworthy and smart. V'Yidag D'Kual Aniyim Shloi Ramoyim. They have to be also smart enough to identify that the Aniyim are not fooling them. However, as the Shach says, based on what we learn in our Sugya, on Daf Ches, Chutz Mimi Shibikei Shiachilua, if somebody comes for food, Shei Medadikim Achrov, we give anybody who asks for food, we give them immediately. V'kol Shagabai Eina Neman, if Chas V'Sholem, the Gabbai is not a trustworthy individual, Paskins the Ramah, also Litain Tztaka Al Yodai. It's prohibited to give Tztaka through him. So, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam that we quoted in our previous year, the Chayavim Lahamim Gabay Tzedaka Adoshim Yiduim V'Namonim. And to review, as we discussed, the Ritvaz discusses what is the definition of Adoshim Yiduim. So Ritvaz says it's people who are famous, and he explains that why do we need famous people for this job? In order that the poor people should know who they are, and they should know to whom to ask tzedaka from. And that also, when these Gabay Tzedaka come to ask for tzedaka, the people who they approach that should donate will be embarrassed not to give them. Others explain, as we explained, that the definition of Yidum L'Shifteichem, where Chaim Kinevsky we quoted, are people who get along with other people, are liked by other people. Those are the kind of people we should have as Gabay Tzedaka. So the Ramah, as we said, says that people have to be chachamim. They have to be smart enough to identify if people are being dishonest. And the Ramah added that if the Gabay is not trustworthy, don't give Tzedaka through him. However, as we quoted from the Beis Yosef, Bezman HaZeh, they were not so makbid on who we appoint to be the Gabay, because some explain, because the definition of Chacham doesn't necessarily have to be a Talmud Chacham. If a person is a smart person, knowing how to be a Gabay Tzedaka, that may be good enough. Or, as we quoted from the Ritvaz, as long as the entire community has accepted this individual upon themselves to be a reliable Gabay Tzedaka, that's fine. But certainly I saw Chaim Kamyevsky Paskins, the L'chatchila you should choose a Gabay who's a Talmud Chacham. I, maybe picking a Gabay who's a Talmud Chacham involves Bittul Torah, but since giving Tzedaka is a mitzvah, the rabbin, it's a mitzvah that applies to everybody, so to the whole community, so then Bittul Torah is not a consideration. The person also should be, says the Chacham Adam, a honest person, and therefore certainly Ramosha says in the Shas Chulis Yerodei Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Tes, one should not choose a Gabay Tzedaka who is not a religious Jew. The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Shin Chof Tes says that we shouldn't appoint as a Gabay Tzedaka somebody who has a tendency to forget, because that isn't a good trait for Gabay Tzedaka. Also, the Ramah says in Simen Kuf Samech Gimel Sivov, in the name of the cowboy, that the Gabay Tzedaka should be a person who lives in the town and the city where he is the Gabay Tzedaka. The Rama in Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph, says if there's a disagreement on who should be appointed as the Gabbai Tzedakah, there should be an election. And all the members of the community should vote on who should be a Gabbai. Certainly, somebody, says the Rama, who refuses to participate in the vote, so he doesn't count. Moreover, says the Chassam Sofer, that if there was an announcement made that there's going to be a communal meeting to appoint a Gabbai, and everybody was made aware of that meeting, and only a small amount of the community, a small group of the community, showed up to the election, they have the vote, and we don't say, well, there wasn't enough of a quorum. The Nesiva says, even though there's no one specific individual who has to or must accept upon himself the role of being a Gabbai Tzedakah, still, it's a big schus to be a Gabbai. And the Darkei Moshe, quoting the Mordechai, says that if there's somebody that the community wants should be the Gabbai, he should take the position and not refuse it. Even though it may be difficult for him to accept this job, still, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Nun Zayin, Siv Zayin, teaches us, Gabbai Tzedakah, if you have an individual who's a Gabbai Tzedakah, Im Yecharfu Haniyim, even if the poor people will embarrass him, Ein Lo Lachos, you shouldn't worry. Ki Yois is a Chus Gadol. What he's doing is a great mitzvah and he'll have great Chus. And the base is a Yerushalmi, Im Sech the Peyah, Periches Halachavav. Where the Yerushalmi teaches us that Rabbi Elazar was a Gabbai Tzedakah, and one time, they came to his house, and they asked him, "What did you do for Tzedakah today?" And they told him that there was a group of guests that came to town, and they ate and they drank and they davened. So they said to him, "If that's the case, then if they davened on your behalf, you got covered." Another time, he was asked what happened. He said there was a group of aniyim that he gave tzedakah to and they cursed him. Now he said, "I will have schus, because if you still do the job, even though you get klolus, get cursed for it, then that is going to be the source for schusim." Moreover, the Chachmas Adam says that once you took the job, you shouldn't walk away from it. The halacha is hamaschem a mitzvah, oimrim lo gemar, unless it's a situation where the other people who you're gabbai with, you feel are acting inappropriately, and you don't want to be part of that group, then you could walk away. The paiskim do want to say, it doesn't mean that if you accept it to be a Gabbai Tzedakah, you have to be forever. It means you should complete the term. You shouldn't walk out in the middle of the term. The Pesachei Tshuva, quoting the Sefer Yad Eliyahu, says that when somebody comes to collect tzedakah, you should stand up in honor of the person who's coming to collect tzedakah, because you're supposed to get up in honor of somebody who's doing a mitzvah. That's only if the Gabbai Tzedakah, however, say the Paiskim, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is doing this for free. But let's say he's getting paid, or certainly if somebody's collecting for themselves, so they're doing it for their own hanor, then you don't have to get up. Certainly, people should be very careful not to embarrass a Gabbai Tzedakah. The halacha is, the Shach says, that someone who embarrasses a Gabbai Tzedakah, as if he's mevaza tamat chacham, as if he's mevaza tamat chacham. I saw that the Cheshuke Chemet discusses a very interesting question. He speaks about a situation that there's a community where they realize that there's much needs of the community, and they decided that they're going to appoint a committee of individuals who will be responsible for administering or doing whatever is necessary for the community. Obviously, there weren't many volunteers for the job. This is a job that is essentially a thankless position. So essentially what happened was they just picked some people. There were no volunteers, so people were volunteered. And the question is, if somebody was volunteered, does he have to accept that position? So he quotes a sefer, Mishpat Shalom, and he says that the Gemara in Masechet Brachos, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, teaches us, Gimel Dvarim, Mikatz from Yomav Shnoyser Shladim, the three things that cause a person to die prematurely, and one of them, and the common denominator is that you get a bracha and you refuse to accept the bracha. So somebody who is given the opportunity to serve as a gabbai tzedaka and he refuses, then he's playing with fire. Unless he's a talmid chacham and he can make a valid case that it will cause bittul Torah. There's an interesting tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Gimel Simen Tov Yud Zayin. The Rashba discusses a situation where there was a community that accepted upon themselves that there were people that will be collecting the tax. And they were a group of people who were qualified for the job, and they made a goyro who from those group will get the job of being the tax collector. And the lottery fell on an individual or individuals, and they don't want to take the job. So, says the Rashba, Ein kol odom rishoy lifter es atzma mitakonis hakov askamasam. A person doesn't have the right to refuse. Lefi sheyichidim mishubodim hein letzibur. We have to do what the tzibur requests of us. So as the Cheshuke Chemet says, that Rashba may not be a full-fledged raya to our situation. Because there we're referring to a situation where there's a kehila set up, and we know when there's a kehila set up with Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, they have very strong powers, very strong authority. And in those circumstances, a Gavit Staka has no right to walk away. But otherwise, it seems that one has... even otherwise, it may not be similar to the case of the Rashba, but certainly one should be very honored to take a position, and as we said earlier, it's a great zchus.